Girl Talk on All Kinds of Hair Removal, episode number 92. Welcome to this week's Keep It 100 moment. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and I keep it 100. And guys, I am sick. This is the first time in like 2 years. I feel like my voice is at half mast. So bear with me, we'll get through this. But in case you're wondering, you're not hip to the Keep It 100 Girl game, look, it just simply means that I keep it real and I keep it true every week. And today is What the F. That's right, it's my What the Friday super short episode. This is a place where there's no filters, judgment, boundaries, and you know what? I talk to you like I talk to my own girlfriends. And today is definitely a chick chat moment. So the whole background and genesis behind this podcast is because I wanted to target and educate the uninformed girl, the curious guy, and even the uninformed guy that just wants to know more about women. There's so many things, though, that our mother didn't tell us, but our girlfriends did.
It's true. Like, you know, they leave so many gaps about, you know, this is A, and this is how you get to B, right? You know, Miss J through, you know.
Right.
You're like, I'm connecting here.
Exactly.
This is the crux, the importance of having your girls, your squad, that whole clique of girlfriends.
But it is true. I mean, no one's perfect. And no one has everything.
And it's good if you get stuff from other people and your girlfriends and guy friends, your friends' friends.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and you build your life with all these people and
exactly. All
the influences and relationships, not just one.
That would have been nice to know. I'm just a curious person. I want to know what people do.
So it's the piece of the puzzle for women that's missing, gone, didn't exist from early on. So we're keeping it 100 on this whole cha-cha maintenance thing. Poom-poom, vajayjay, vagina, whatever you want to call it. These conversations revolve around being a hairy girl and how removing body hair makes it less taboo for some of us. Or do we get just tripped up thinking, you know, most guys just don't like hair? Or do we even know what guys want when it comes to hair expectations? Ugh, but most of us hate being hairy. Truth be known, it grows back like grass. We have this whole 5 o'clock shadow thing going on. The big toe hair, the finger hair, the eyebrows, the mustache, the facial hair, the legs, the bikini, sideburns, Brazilian, just to name a few. But yes, in this episode, we are complaining to some degree of the pain associated with being a woman. But you know what? It's our preference, okay, to do this whole hair removal thing. If your preference is to be a woman in her natural hairy state and beauty, rock it. Rock on. But just know that, sorry, today is not the conversation for you natural hairy beauties. One thing we have in common, though, before you go, is we both made the choices to make us feel happy and beautiful. But I'm warning you, it's a whole lot of estrogen going on here in this room where we're firing back at each other, talking over each other, discussing what our mothers told us, didn't tell us, the scare tactics about wearing panties, not wearing panties while we're growing up. And you know what? How we've evolved to be the women that we are today and our own preferences and standing by them.
The way I was raised, my mama told me you always wear panties.
Man, it depends. Because I know I'm going out to do that.
You have on
you know, nowadays, I went to Target this morning, no panties. Like, I do it now, but when I was growing up.
You went to Target with no panties?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that
a lot now, but I mean, like, my mom, like, always had this little,
they
like, put panties on. And I know she always wore panties. My mom got big old butts, so she used to try to, like, keep that all together with her underwear on. And she never, ever, she said, don't go out the house without panties. Like, my mom used to make sure, like, you go to the grocery store.
Yeah, because you never know what's going to happen and whether somebody's going to have to take your clothes off. And if somebody take your clothes off, you ain't got no underwear on.
That's okay. It's okay. Not that easy.
Yeah. Right. But now, yeah, now, I mean, like,
I don't have no panties. No panties. I at least want to be.
I will leave immediately. I'll play tennis with none on.
Really?
Yeah.
It's to be all up your butt.
I don't know about these and stuff. Yeah. So I just got on my spandex with no wedges.
And I don't wear when I work out. I can't wear it when I work out.
It does, but at the end of the day, I don't want to be all up in it.
Like, do you even get, like, the stitching from your clothing?
No.
Real?
No.
I work out with no underwear on.
That's even worse.
No, it's better. Because you don't want all that, like, moisture closed up in.
Yeah, you can't. So I can't work out.
When I play tennis, I don't wear underwear. I don't want to be all up in my butt. Because I'm pulling out the underwear. I'm running. You know, you get wedgy.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
I don't wear underwear when I play tennis. But my mom, like, absolutely always made, like, you better wear underwear. Like, you went out the house with underwear. It was a sin.
So, do we wear underwear at night or not? In this next clip, these chicks tell you why they do or they don't.
Right. I was told not to wear a bra at night.
She said, let her breathe.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, she got that. Let me tell you.
When you're on your cycle, don't wear underwear.
No, no. Huh? Where's underwear on your cycle?
Yeah.
You're supposed to let it breathe.
Not all the time, but you know.
I can't go to bed.
My husband don't have a damn
underwear. If I have him on, he's going to do it.
Occasionally.
I feel like I sweat at night or something down there if I don't have underwear.
That's even more reason why
I might not wear a bra.
If y'all
it only happens if I don't have
if you don't wear panties, just make sure you shave it. Don't let it be ugly and bushy. Okay.
Not everybody knows about the bush. So, in the room, we are ambushing each other about the bush. The most embarrassing part of this discussion is when a girl admits to using Nair. Who does that? Then the whole Clipper conversation. Need I say no more? And then you do realize in the room who's never done a Brazilian or is even afraid of one.
Oh my God.
We say
you can't have a bush. I mean, you can have them, but let it be neat. Let it be neat.
But not everybody knows about the bush.
I met this guy.
Don't do it.
And I was like, I gotta go to the store. He was like, what you gotta get? And I said, Nair. He was like, ew.
You can't use Nair.
Yeah.
Why?
Nair.
Girl, that stuff will burn you
to the end. I use Nair too, but I use something to cover my.
I use Nair one time. You will never. I will. It's burning me up so bad. Oh, God.
I use the sensitive skin though. Yeah, I use the sensitive skin.
So we talk about on the private area? Because I've always shaved.
Yeah, you're not.
I can't shave.
It definitely. The shaving. And call this box number
one. Yeah, I never get it. Yeah. You keep up with it, it doesn't, you don't get
no, but the guy wasn't saying no to Nair. He was saying no to Nair.
Yeah, it's ingrown. Depending on what kind of skin you got.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's a big smooth.
Like a cute nose design.
That's what your skin is. My skin is smooth, but when my hair starts growing back, it grows back.
I don't let it grow back. I just shave the next day.
I can't shave
it up. I keep it up in the shower.
I can't shave.
I shave in my private area and I shave underneath
my legs. I get a Brazilian in the summer.
I
use them. It's so much work. It's such a process.
It hurts. You have to be so careful. No, when you're here.
Oh, see,
you get married though, you don't care.
Why don't you just get it waxed?
Yeah. I've actually been using
I get a Brazilian, but that's only in the summer.
But guys, the thing is, if you don't want to shave, there's an alternative.
It's when they go all the way down there.
You get some clippers.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next, you're going to hear when she tells you what she learned about shaving.
I've been around my mother forever. And when she, I didn't learn that, oh, you got to shave down here.
Me neither.
I learned from a guy who was like, ew. And I was like, oh, shit.
I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? My friends. Just kind of like.
Yeah, when you hear me sitting around and you know your joint hairy and they're talking like, I like it smooth or bald or whatever.
I ain't even thinking about that. I'm just thinking about when you put on the bathing suit. Don't nobody want to see all that.
And it's all out.
Just go shave. You can need to
shave. That's when I start shaving.
I kept up
with
it.
But it's got to be within the underwear line.
I do have friends. Like, one of my friends, her legs are like full of hair.
But some guys like that.
She's all up.
Some guys
think
that
she don't shave nothing. And that's the way she's just like that.
Okay, all of this is too much.
Yeah, I know people like that too, but that's
I think I was
a girl.
I
can
say, Honestly, if you don't want to shave your legs, that's something different. But you got to shave your underarms. If you got about to be raising your hair, you got on a short sleeve.
I think she shaves her underarms, but that's it. Like, everything else. Like,
that's fine.
I was in sixth grade.
But the underarms,
and this girl, like, yells at my name after basketball practice. She's like, Nina. She's like, you got to shave your underarm. And I felt embarrassed because I thought it's something my mom should have told me or somebody. But thankfully, it was just her and I in the locker room. And, you know, the team wasn't around for people to know, you know, that I don't shave my underarm. So I went out and I don't know where I got a razor. I must have took my mother's razor and just was like,
yeah.
I was a grown-ass woman.
She's in eighth grade. My sister won't let her shave her arms. I don't remember how old I was when my mom finally let me start shaving. But I feel like she's in eighth grade. Like, she might go to high school. She should be able to shave anything she wants.
Man,
at this point. But I just feel like
my mom did not.
Her sister doesn't talk to her about stuff like that. Like, she doesn't tell her. So now, like, she was in a little fashion show yesterday, and one of her dress, her little arms was out. And my other niece, who's only 10, was like, ugh, Kayla, you need to shave your arms. So now she's like self-conscious about it. But my sister has never said, she's like a little girl. She's never said anything to her about it. So she's walking around with hair on her arm. She don't think nothing's wrong.
But I'm like, well, you got to go to high school. She's right. And someone's going to tell her.
I was a grown woman, y'all. This is how, I was like 23 or 24. And a woman, an older woman, pulled me aside and said, sweetheart, you need to shave your legs. It is not cute to have hair coming through your pantyhose, sweetie. When you come in here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't think that was ugly. And I knew it, but I was like, you know. I had a lot of hair, and I had on pantyhose, and I had, my hair was so long on my legs, it came through the pantyhose.
The reaction to being hairy. This one is dedicated to every hairy woman out there. You know it's a season. You know it's an occasion. But sometimes we just let it slip, right? Especially in the cold months. We don't want to be shaving every day. And we just let it slip. Slip, slip, slip.
I don't remember how old I was when my mom finally let me start shaving. But I feel like she's in eighth grade. Like, she might go to high school. She should be able to shave anything she wants.
Man,
at this point. But I just feel like
my mom did not.
Her sister doesn't talk to her about stuff like that. Like, she doesn't tell her. So now, like, she was in a little fashion show yesterday, and one of her dress, her little arms was out. And my other niece, who's only 10, was like, ugh, Kayla, you need to shave your arms. So now she's like self-conscious about it. But my sister has never said, she's like a little girl. She's never said anything to her about it. So she's walking around with hair on her arm. She don't think nothing's wrong.
I was a grown woman, y'all. This is how, I was like 23 or 24. And a woman, an older woman, pulled me aside and said, sweetheart, you need to shave your legs. It is not cute to have hair coming through your pantyhose, sweetie. When you come in here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't
think that was ugly. And I knew it, but I was like, you know. I had a lot of hair, and I had on pantyhose, and I had, my hair was so long on my legs, it came through the pantyhose.
My friend's in her 30s, and she
I don't grow a lot of body hair. Like, I don't really have hair on my legs.
I don't
legs.
Feel like shaving
You need to shave that.
It's the wintertime.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't even have
to shave.
I'm not shaving my legs.
I don't care what you think, or what you think. Right. I'm not shaving my hair. It's winter.
I have to have a lot of extra time in the morning to shave my legs. I'm not.
But that's why I use nail on my legs.
Yo, I shaved my asshole hair. I don't have clean.
I did
all of that.
Let's not set false expectations. You cannot, and I repeat to everyone out there, compare a bikini wax to an eyebrow or mustache wax. Let's be clear. But these women, they do.
I bet if you take a razor and shave your ass, you have a
I'm sorry, nobody's messing with my asshole.
So that's what you get.
When you get waxed, they do all of that.
Yes, they get it all.
So doesn't
wax. So you open your butt for
that shit.
Is back and it's done.
Oh no, when you're done,
they gotta go multiple times. They like
when you're done, you know it doesn't hurt.
So it is like quick, like okay, it hurts.
It hurts when they pull the strip off.
Well, if you got like you go home,
no, in the
left. Damn. Right. Ain't nobody tell me I was wrong for that.
But you're not bad. You're not like a unibrow like mine.
You know I've never had an eyebrow.
You haven't?
I've never.
But you don't have that. You're nice. Like mine were
though.
You
don't let nobody
know. You need to.
I thought maybe you was in between.
I know.
I gotta do all that. I'm hairy. I gotta shave my.
Look,
I got hair everywhere.
Anyway. Yeah, my mom definitely shaves her legs, and my mom is white. Literally, like, I mean, she's not white, but you can sit her in a crowd of white people and you wouldn't be able to tell her apart. But she doesn't shave her legs.
I taught Caitlin and Alicia early. Nobody told me to shave my legs. The dude that I was messing up with was like, and I was like, okay.
I just wanted to do it because my friends were going there. I got all my
friends. Somebody pulled me aside and was like,
I actually had a conversation with my friends, and this is probably a funny question later, but like, there's things that you just don't know what other people do, so you don't know if what you're doing is like normal, not normal, but just like, oh, I wonder what other people do. So like, you know, when you're in college, like, we all stayed in a room. I'm just like, oh, what did yours look like? Well, I shave. Well, I don't shave. Well, mine's like this. And my, like, I didn't know.
I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
It was not what I was supposed to do. I just wondered.
I just wondered what you do, because to be honest, don't take this the wrong way, I think all of y'all are crazy for letting people touch your eyebrows. If you let them touch your eyebrows.
No.
Why is it when we walk into a nail or beauty salon, the first thing they do is say, eyebrow? Happens every time.
But if they snatch it off,
you don't understand. No, my eyebrows were great. I had a unibrow. I have to. Yeah, it's my hair all up in here.
Oh, I mean, I guess I'm here.
Mustache. It's not
when you go to the nail shop and you put your eyebrows done, and they say you want your lip done.
Yes.
It might be a little, but
right,
I don't let her do it. I've got it done a couple times. And
you need your lip done.
I don't even tell the girl. She just know. Thank you.
So you gotta trust the person that does your eyebrows. I go to a guy.
You're not touching my eyebrows.
But you don't need yours done because they're nice. They're not bushy. They're not everywhere.
If I had unibrows, I'd probably have them done.
Because people are like, you mad, sweetheart? No.
Yes.
Why you had them? Why you?
You would have just made that right here. You think I would get them done?
Yes. Yes.
So eyebrow maintenance, the do's and don'ts, and why we do it.
Some of us,
my brother started getting his done. He's a boy.
Yeah.
A man.
My dad, I'm just trying, well, he trimmed his own
mic.
That's what I'm saying. He got his eyebrows done.
He used to get his eyebrows done. Michael had to, because you'd be thinking Michael be mad, and he's not, because he got that.
His eyebrows straight across.
Yeah.
He had no
unibrow.
There was no separation.
Yeah.
So he started, I guess when he turned 22, he started getting them threaded.
The down there conversation. Does it hurt when they wax down there? So many questions from grown-ass women. There's one big lesson that makes a difference in whether it hurts or not. In this next clip, you gotta listen to this takeaway.
Should I get waxed? Is it gonna hurt?
Let's go. Down there?
Yeah, it hurts when they go inside. Well,
on your lips.
Wait a week after your period. Do not go before
and
your period.
Make sure,
wait a week after your
period. And make sure you have a little bit, not a lot.
Yeah, I don't have
it. I would shave. It's the longer the hair is, the more it hurts.
Yeah.
But what about it? So you wanted to grow back, but not like a lot. Because
I forget how long they tell you to wait, but it's longer if you've nared.
Okay, y'all hurting me right now.
How long does it last? Like, how often do you have to do it?
It's a long time. It
lasts me 2 months. In the winter, summer, could be 6 weeks.
I might get to do that.
Yeah. I did it as a little fun little thing before we went on vacation.
It's awesome.
I do it in the summer.
Is it still the same? I haven't been in a long time, but it was like $75.
Yes.
But if it lasts a couple months,
that's about right. But I went to one in the mall.
Only part to hurt is the lips, because the lips is
it's sensitive.
Yeah,
you can't get.
And then they might get your clit in there. Like, wait a minute, make sure you do it right.
But The lady that I go to, she's like, oh no, my God. It's gonna hurt.
Oh yeah, they make you turn over and put over too. Yeah.
Okay, there's a science to getting your butt done. No, it's not the same. Again, as your eyebrows, stop lying.
Oh, I'm not doing that. Y'all
are like, I was ready at first. Yeah, they ask you first. They're like, do you want your butt done? And I'm like,
yeah, she got her hair removed. It's not you to get hair back done.
No, I shave everything. Yeah. But, I mean, it gets
Maybe like a week after you shave, when it's just starting to grow back is the best time for you to go. Because really? It won't be as painful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it, but it's not that bad. It's like a burning sensation. You're done. But if you're getting down here, it's like, I suggest you shave your lips,
get them clean, and do the rest. Let them do the rest. You know what I mean?
So
you
want the shorter the hair, the better.
Yeah. How come you just can't get the significant other to go?
You can't do it yourself. There's no DIY stuff when it comes to waxing. Maybe in the case of a touch-up, but it's different when you're waxing yourself versus someone else waxing you.
What is the one that she uses, like that green? It's a little thicker, and it's a little thicker than the other one, and the Brazilian.
So like if they're using just the thin yellow one, that's gonna hurt. But if they use a thicker, like it's like a greenish, pinkish.
I didn't know that. I've gone places where they use that for your eyebrows. I'm like, oh, this is different. And it does feel different when it goes on and when they rip it. It's not as like. Why?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I go into shock every time. It don't matter what kind of wax. I use them all.
I'm going in shock.
Every time they rip it,
the lady was like, you're funny.
Okay, ladies, there's another lesson in this conversation. There are different types of waxes that every girl should be made aware of. The ones in the nail salon, look, they're not made for you thick-haired, poom-poom gals, right? Those are made for thin-haired, Caucasian-haired women. The ones that are made for thicker-grained hair, you need to go to an esthetician who is using the thicker ones. And without giving it away, listen to what we have to say in the next clip.
It's like it's a thicker, then it's just the thin yellow one. She's saying the different types of waxes, and the other one doesn't hurt as much because the Brazilian one doesn't hurt as much. So if they're using just the thin yellow one, that's going to hurt.
But if they use a thicker, like it's like a greenish,
I didn't know that. I've gone places where they use that for your eyebrows. I'm like, oh, this is different. And it does feel different when it goes on and when they rip it.
It's not as like.
Why?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I go into shock every time. It don't matter what kind of wax. I use them all. I'm going in shock. Every time they rip it,
the lady was like, you're funny.
The lady that does mine gets a kick out of it. So she's like, waiting to see it. And I'd be like, oh my God.
So if you are new to the whole bikini, cha-cha, Brazilian thing, Dr. Hoppy is an OBGYN that I consult with, has some tips for you when you decide to wax your cha-cha. And more importantly, when you see those red blotches, no matter what skin color you are, you're going to have those red patches come up once in a while.
So when women wax, they wax the labia, which is the vulva, And then they also wax the suprapubic, which is like the area above where, you know, the clitoris, it's called the suprapubic, above the pubic bone, that area. So they wax that. And some women do the whole Brazilian, which is like everything, right? Yeah. So do you have to wax? No. Is it natural to wax? No. If you want to, you can, but if you do, make sure that after they wax or you get it waxed or whatever, you put on some antibacterial like cream, like bacitracin or some other Neosporin. Okay. Because that will help decrease the hair follicle that just been stripped from its follicle. It will decrease the bacteria from getting into that hair follicle and decrease the risk for folliculitis or irritation, infection of the hair follicle.
And that wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed today's gulp of realness. But sip, sip, hooray! Was this episode good for you? Was it fun? Well, regular episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls show, we drop every Tuesday, you know what? Every alternate Thursday and Friday. And this is where you could find us on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Auto Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget to review the show in iTunes, though. This is what you do. You press, in fact, you don't press, you mash up that purple icon button on your iPhone. I don't know what it is in Stitcher, but you're gonna go find it. And you can leave me a 5-star rating and review, because you know what? It helps me grow. It helps me stand out from the crowd. And lastly, it helps me put a black podcast on the radar. Connect with me on social. You know what? I love Twitter, Instagram. Send me a snap on Snapchat. And this is the handle you're going to use, at Nina Babel. And lastly, check out the Keep It 100 Girl page. We're there every day posting. I'm over and out. Enjoy the rest of your week. And remember to keep it 100 today. Smooches! One more time, I go. Higher powers taking a hold.